Yudches Teves, Wednesday the 30th of December, Rabbi Pinchas V. Adler, organ donation.
Thank you for inviting me to speak this morning. We've just had my grandfather, Dr. Adler's yahrzeit. I'd like to dedicate this shiur, which is really the halachic side of a medical discussion, to be le'ili nishmasei. There's a mitzvah in the Torah, a chiyuv, to save the life of another yid, which is in danger. Also, state in Torah, that a person doesn't risk his own life to be mekayim the mitzvahs of the Torah. V'chai b'hem v'lo yishyomus b'hem. B'koach nefesh doicha. Kol ha-Torah kudu. Besides, of course, the Gimel Averis Chamuras. Any other mitzvah, any other chiyuv in the Torah, I would not fulfill at the expense of my own life. So say, I was passing, for example, water, dangerous water, and I see Chalila Yid drowning in the water. I have a chiyuv v'lesam adam reyecha to jump in and save him. On the other hand, I would assume, v'chai ben v'lesh yomus b'hem, I'm not mekayim the chiyuv v'lesam adam reyecha at risk to my own life. V'chai ben v'lesh yomus b'hem, I would assume no chiyuv to jump in and save him. And taka, because of this very cheshbon, v'chai b'hem, overriding the chiyuv v'lesam adam reyecha, the Shulchan Aruch Rav and Simon Shin Chavtes paskins, that one does not risk one's own life to save other people's lives. However, the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Ritzeach and also in the Beis Yosef towards the end of Choshe Mishpat, he brings a Hagoas Maimonis, who paskins v'shem di Rishalmi, that one does risk one's own life to save someone else's life. Fret the Mechaz Chinuch, Mitzvah Reish Lamed Zayin, why? V'chai b'hem v'lo yishyomus b'hem. V'chai b'hem should override the chiyuv le'sam el adam
reyecha. Does it depend what percent of risk?
Perhaps, let's clarify slowly, but principally speaking, if one is risking one's own life to save someone else's life, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav has told us, v'chai b'hem v'lo yishyomus b'hem, you don't be mekayim the chiyuvim of the Torah, including le'sam el adam reyecha, at risk to your own life. Because Maimonides has said that you do. Recently, there's been a drive encouraging people to donate a kidney transplant. So 30, 40 years ago, the poskim were done this shaila, benogea kidney transplant. The procedure of taking out a kidney was dangerous. It was an element of risk to the life of the donor to take the kidney out. And the question was, does one risk one's own life in order to save the life of the patient? Today, that procedure is done, keyhole surgery, basically poses no risk to the life of the donor at all. It's literally just the question of the anesthetic and the very, very slight chance of one day the donor getting kidney disease and his one remaining kidney, a disease which wouldn't have affected his second kidney, and had he had a second kidney, he would have ended up living longer. A very minimal chance. The Heintiger Poskim seem to take on that there's no, this shaila at least is not relevant to kidney donation nowadays, because there's no element of risk to the life of the donor. However, there are other organ donations that where the shaila would be relevant. For example, one can donate a lobe of his liver for transplant, because the liver regenerates itself. So a person can donate a lobe of the liver, or say a lobe of the lung. A person can live on one lobe less of his lungs, so he can donate, if two people donate a lobe of a lung to someone with diseased lungs, usually cystic fibrosis, then the patient can live on the two healthy lobes, and the donors can live with one lobe less. But those two organ donations does involve the procedure to take these lobes of the liver, lobes of the lung, yeah, does involve a certain element of risk to the life of the donor. There is a mortality rate, it's very low, but a mortality rate nonetheless. And therefore, this shaila is relevant. Does one enter that risk to his own life in order to save the life of the patient? Another scenario where this shaila can be relevant is the question of treating patients with contagious diseases. If someone has the opportunity of administering life-saving treatment to a patient with a contagious disease, by coming in contact with a patient, he risks getting the disease himself, and that will be a threat to his life. Does he risk his life to save the life of the patient with a contagious disease? The Minchas Chinuch that we mentioned before asks another kasha on that Hagoras Maimonis. The Hagoras Maimonis holds one does risk one's own life to save someone else's life. Fret the Minchas Chinuch from a shitta of Toisvus in the sugya of Yehor Valyavar. Both in Pesachim and in Sanhedrin, in the sugya of Yehor Valyavar, Toisvus says that when it comes to Ritzicha b'sheval tase, you do not say Yehogval Yavar. Only Ritzicha b'yodayim. So if a goy would say to a yid, go and be b'yodayim, actively kill another yid, otherwise I'll kill you, Yehogval Yavar. Can't go and kill the other yid, the goy will end up killing the one that he's threatening. But if the goy wouldn't say go actively kill the other yid, he says, don't do anything, and I'm going to pick you up and throw you onto a child to kill that child. So it's a Ritzicha b'sheval tase. Passive Ritzicha. Shitas Tosis says you do not say Yehogval Yavar. He's allowed to be over on Ritzicha b'sheval tase in order to preserve his own life. You do not say Yehogval Yavar regarding a Ritzicha b'sheval tase. Fred the Mechaschinuch, if already regarding the Issachomo of Ritzicha, Shitas Tosis is that b'sheval tase, one is over on Ritzicha b'sheval tase to preserve his own life, it's Kavachoyma. The case of a ghost man is saving someone else's life, which is only the love of Lesamul Damriyecha. But by not saving that person's life, by not risking his own life to save the other person, he's only being over on the Lesamul, the Sheval Tase. He's just not jumping into the water. He's just not donating an organ. He's just not treating the contagious disease. Sheval Tase. If already with Zicha the Sheval Tase, you're over in order to preserve your own life, it's Kavachoyme Lesamul, you're over in order to preserve your own life. And because of these two kashas, first of all, Chaybem should override Leisamit, and second of all, Shittas Tosis, even Ritzicha v'sheval tase, you're over to preserve your own life. Because of those two kashas, the Minchas Chinuch says that Agos Maimonis is Tzorich Iyun, but he writes, since that Agos Maimonis brings the Psak v'shem Yerushalmi, Tzrichin Onu Lekabel Be'ema. We have to be Mekabel, the Psak of the Agos Maimonis, that one should risk one's own life to save someone else's life. We have to be Mekabel, the Psak Be'ema. And it's brought in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav that in the city of Brisk there was once a cholera epidemic, and Reb Chaim was machmir for Agos Maimonis. The people were mamash dropping in the streets, the sufferers from cholera. Reb Chaim paskin that the olim have to go out and be metakel with the cholera sufferers, even though by treating them and coming in contact with them they would risk getting the disease themselves, and that would be a risk to their own life. Reb Chaim was machmir because of Agos Maimonis. The Shitta Lahokka, the Choyluk on Dagos Maimonis in the early Poskim, is a Radvaz. Radvaz writes in a Tshuva that a person's own life has Kedima over another person's life, and even Sveika Didei, Odes Mivadid Chavrei. Even if the question is only a risk to my life, and without my intervention, the other person would Vada lose his life, and by me, risking my life to save him, I'm not giving away my life, I'm only risking my life still. A person's own life overrides another person's life. Sveika didei, odes mivadi dechavrei. And the question is, what exactly is this new svara of the Radvaz? Sveika didei, odes mivadi dechavrei. What's the makor for it? And why does our Agos Maimonis not hold of it? Why does our Agos Maimonis hold that one does risk one's own life to save someone else's life? Reb Chaim, it's actually the first Reb Chaim in Sefer, asks a kasha on that shitta of Tosfos that we mentioned. Shitta of Tosfos that a Ritzicha b'sheval tase, you do not say Yehog Valya. For Reb Chaim, a kasha, the Gemara in Ezer Neshech. Shnayim shoyim halchem aderech, if two people would be walking on a way, ubiyav echad mehen kitten shamayim, and one of them has a jug of water, im shoysin, if we're talking about a case where if they would both drink from that water, they would share the water, shnei mesim, neither of them would survive. Im shoysa echel mehem, and if only one of them would drink from the water, magia li yeshuv, and he would survive. Dorosh ben petora, mutuv sheyishtu shteyem v'yomusu v'al yira echel mehem imsatsir shechaver. Better they should share the water, even though neither of them will survive, rather than one of them drinking the water himself and surviving at the expense of the other one's life. Ad shebora b'kiva v'limeid, v'cheyach icha imach, chayach ha-koidmen, chayach ha-bercha. B'kiva dash in the pasuk in Parashat Bahar, v'cheyach icha imach, chayach ha-koidmen, the one with the water, keeps the water himself, drinks it, and survives. Fer Reb Chaim, if Tosfos holds by the Issa Ritzicha, the same really as the Minchas Chinuch Kasha on Agos Maimonis, if Tosfos holds by Issa Ritzicha, v'sheval tase, Ritzicha, a passive Ritzicha, you don't say Yehog Val Yavar, this Gemara, which is talking about giving water to the other person to save his life, is only the lav, only the chiyuv of Eisamar Adam Reecha. Why would Ben Petura say you have to actively go and give water to the other one to save his life, have to give the water to each other to save each other's lives because of the chiyuv of Eisamar Adam Reecha? The status quo in this Gemara, says Reb Chaim, the Sheval Tase in this Gemara, is for the one with the water to keep the water for himself, drink it, and survive. Why would Ben Petura say you have to go and actively give some water to the other one? The one who has the water, the real owner of the water, the one who has the water, Sheval Tase for him to keep the water. So he'll be over the Samaid by keeping the water and drinking himself. But Tosis holds even Ritzicha v'Sheval Tase, you don't give up your whole life not to be over Ritzicha v'Sheval Tase. And even Rabbi Akiva, for Reb Chaim, only says that you keep the water yourself and drink it and survive because of a new drosha, that chayecha koidin. Why does he need a new drosha? If you keep the water for yourself, you're only being over on a samoid b'shev al tasa, and even this ritzicha toisus holds b'shev al tasa, you're over to preserve your own life. And because of this kasha, Reb Chaim says that Gemara is actually a raya neged the shit of toisus, and it's a raya for shit of the Rambam. Chaim says from the stima Rambam, from the fact that the Rambam doesn't say that when it comes that a ritzicha b'shev al tase, there's no yehorg v'aliyavra. You see, the Rambam holds there's no difference. He doesn't differentiate between ritzicha b'yadayim or ritzicha b'shev al tase. You say yehorg v'aliyavra, whether it's an active ritzicha or a passive ritzicha, you say yehorg v'aliyavra. And that's why Ben Petura says you have to share the water with the other, not to be over on the samait. But even though it's been just b'sev al taseh, Rabbi Akiva dashes v'chei achicha imach, a new drosha to say that since here we're not actually talking about loisiritzach, we're talking about loisamoid, what Reb Chaim calls the din hatsona, rather than the din ritzicha. Within the din hatsona, the din to save other people, there's a seder kedima. Just like if there'd be two people in front of you who need to be saved, so there's a seder kedima who you save first. Save the closer one. Closer one, as I say, the Kadima, before you go and save the next one, you save the one that's closer to you, or perhaps a relative, you'd save first. So Rabbi Akiva Dashan and Chayot Yichimach, that if there's two people to save, and one of them happens to be yourself, then actually a kiyum of Leisamoid is to first save yourself. Once you've saved yourself, you can go on to save others. So according to Rabbi Akiva, you're not being over Leisamoid. In other words, according to the Rambam, you cannot be over Leisamoid, even B'Shev Al Taseh, to preserve your own life. That's why Ben Petura says they have to share the water. Each one has to do what he can to save the other one's life. And Rabbi Akiva says you're not being over Leisamoid because there's a Seder Kedima. The first person within the Din Hatzada, within the Din Leisamoid that you save, is yourself. So that's the Gemara according to the way the Rambam will learn according to the way Reb Chaim explained. What about Tosfos? According to Tosfos, very difficult because Tosfos holds that B'Shev Al Taseh, you are over on even though Sirtzach, Avad Leisamid, in order to preserve your whole life. So why would Ben Petura say you share the water? And even in Rekiva, it's only because of a new drosha that you keep the water yourself. So to explain the Gemara, according to Shittas Tosfos, both the Achiezer and Reb Moshe and Igros Moshe give a brilliant idea to explain the Gemara according to this Shittas Tosfos. They say that there's a halach in Choshen Mishpat that if somebody needs an object which belongs to someone else to save his own life, he's allowed to go and take that chayfet from the other person without rishus and pay back for it later. And they explain, it's not just that pikoch nefesh is doicha the issa geneva. They explain that a person actually has a zechus momen in other people's belongings to save his own life. A monetary right in other people's property, belongings, if you need it to save your own life. And then you have to pay back later. So they explain that the Pshat and Ben Petura is that actually over here, since this other person who also needs the water to save his life, actually the Sheval Tase, the status quo in this Gemara, would be for them to share it. Because both of their lives are dependent on that water. If the one who really owns the water keeps it for himself, he's actually actively taking it away from the rightful owner because the other one has an equal right in that water. And Rabbi Akiva darshaned that where the real owner's life is also dependent on that water, then the second person doesn't have, another person doesn't have a right. If I have an object and my life is dependent on that object, then other people, even though their lives could be saved by taking that object, they do not have that zechus momen in the object to save their own life if the real owner's life depends on it. And therefore, according to Tosfos, the machlokes Ben Petura and Rekiva is just a local machlokes, what is the Sheval Tase? According to Ben Petura, doesn't Tashem Vecheichicha Imach, so they both have equal rights to the water, they have to share it. Rabbi Akiva does v'cheyachichi imach, that the other one doesn't have a right to that water, and therefore the Sheval Tase is for the one with the water to keep it. But you are being over on Leisamid v'Sheval Tase, according to the way that any pshat in the Gemara according to Tosfos. You're being over on Loisamad b'Sheval Taza, focusing on Rabbi Akiva. The halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, the one with the water keeps the water. According to this derech in the Gemara, Tosfos, you are being over, the one who keeps the water is being over on Loisamad b'Sheval Taza. Tosfos says, even Ritzicha you're over b'Sheval Taza to save your own life. The only question was, what is the Sheval Taza? Rabbi Akiva says, the one who has the water to keep it is the Sheval Taza. According to the Rambam, you can't be over, not on Loisiratach and not on Loisamad, even b'Sheval Taza, to preserve your own life. It's just Rabbi Akiva darshins that actually over here, kiyum of leisamoid is to save yourself first. Keep the water yourself, drink it, and survive. So what lies at the shorish of this machlokes, Rambam and Tosfos, where the one is over, whether you say Yehorag Val Yavir by a Ritzicha b'Sheval Tasa, where the one's over on a passive Ritzicha in order to preserve his own life or not. Machlokes, Rambam and Tosfos. What's the shorish of this machlokes? Explains Rabbi Chaim. The din lo yehorag val yaver by the iser etzicha is very different to the din yehorag val the other two averis chamurus, which are the din yehorag val yaver gilei arayos and avodah zarah. The din yehorag val yaver by the iser etzicha is not because of the chomer of the iser etzicha. The iser etzicha is no more chomer than any of the other lavim in the Torah. It's a svar. The Gemara says a svar. My chazus the domedi doch sumak tfei domedi chavroch. Who are you to decide that literally your blood is redder than the other person's blood, that your life is more choshev, more valuable than the other person's life. The guy is saying, go kill him, otherwise I'll kill you. How can you decide that your life is more valuable than his life, that you should kill him in order to save your own life? My choshev, it's far of my choshev. And therefore, by the halacha of Leisirtzach is Yehorag Val Yaver. Leisirtzach is no more chomo than any other love. It's a far of my choshev. How can you decide whose life is more valuable? Explains Rav Chaim. According to the Rambam, that svara of Maichazis directly counters the very svara of Pikuach Nefesh Doicha, of the V'chaibahem. It's a hafgar in the V'chaibahem. The whole svara of V'chaibahem, the Loishamas Behem, is that life shouldn't be given away for keeping the mitzvahs. So if one has to be over Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Pesach, well, any mitzvah in the Torah, one would be over in order to preserve life. Now to be over the lav of Leisirtzach in order to save your own life, another life is going to go instead. So the very svara of a chayavim has fallen away. One is only over on the mitzvahs, on the chiyuvim of the Torah, in order to preserve life. But here, you might be preserving your own life at the cost of someone else's life. So the very premise for the chayavim has fallen away. And that explains your prime, according to the Rambam, is the svara of Maichazus. The Maichazus has been mafkia, the very essence of Pikuach Nefesh Doicha, the chayavim. Therefore, you're left with a lav, which is no more chomer than any other lav, Loisiritzach. But you can't be over the Loisiritzach to save your own life if there's no v'chai b'hem anymore. And that's why Ben Turo will say you have to share the water, not to be over Loisamoid. You can't be over on any lav. It's nothing to do with the chomer of Loisiritzach, and therefore, who are doing Loisamoid? You can't be over in order to save your own life. And there's no differentiation between a Loisiritzach b'yodayim or Loisiritzach b'sheval taseif. There's no v'chai b'hem. Because of the Svarim Echazis, you can't be over on a lav, whether it's Biodayim, whether it's B'Shev Al-Tasa. That's why Bim Torah says you have to share the water. Rabbi Akiva is just darshaning that actually a kiyum of Leisamad is to first save yourself and then go on to save other people. But according to Tosfos, Tosfos learns that the Svarim Echazis is not a hafkor in the V'chai Bahem. In essence, even after the Svarim of Echazis, the V'chai Bahem stands in place. And mitzad the din, Loisirtzach. And the din loisamoid, you can be over on those dinim in order to preserve your own life. V'chai behem, v'lo yishomas behem. It's just on top of that, there's a new svara, maichazis. One of two lies have to go over here. The goya said, it's either you or him. Who are you to decide that your life is more valuable than his life, that you should kill him to save your own life? So therefore you can do nothing. You can't make that decision, that his life is more valuable than yours. But the other way around, when we're talking about a ritzicha b'sheval tasa, the guy is not saying, go be your dying, actively kill the other person. He's saying, do nothing, and by doing nothing, you're going to kill the other person, because I'm going to pick you up and throw you onto him. Just like the Svara Maichazis says, you can't decide that the other person's, that your life is more valuable than the other person's life, you also can't decide that the other person's life is more valuable than your life. And to decide I'm going to resist this guy, actively resist him to the point that he kills me, just that, he shouldn't pick me up and throw me onto that child to kill the child. How can you make that decision that his life is more valuable than your life, that you're going to actively Resist the goy. So you have to say Sheval Tasa, do nothing. You can't make such a decision. In a case where the goy is asking you to kill someone, but you're dying, or he'll kill you, you can't do anything, Sheval Tasa. So he'll end up killing the one that he's threatening. In a case where the goy is only saying, don't do anything and you'll be over it, I'll pick you up and throw you on the chance of fighting. You can't decide your life, that his life is more valuable than yours. You do nothing, he picks you up, throws you onto the child, and kills him. And that's why in this Gemara, Ben Petura and Rabbi Akiva, it's a local machlokes, what is the Sheval Tasa? But we're looking up in the Gemara for what is the Sheval Tasa, because you are over no samud, the Sheval Tasa, in order to preserve your own life, because actually, the Chai Bahem says that in order to preserve your own life, you could be over no samud, in essence, and even no siritzach. It's just, you can't make a decision whose life is more valuable. Svara of my chazas outside of the actual dinim of Leisirza and Leisamayit, so you can always do nothing. Sheval Tase, Machleikus, Ben Betur, Reb Akiva, what is the Sheval Tase? And with this, we can come back to the Machleikus, the Radvaz, Magos Maimis. The Lashon of the Radvaz was Sveike Didei Odif Mivadi de Chavrei. And he actually speaks that. He says a person's life is Koidim to another person's life. Chai of Koidim the Chai Chavrei. The Radvaz is clearly saying, Rabbi Akiva, the way Rabbi Chaim explained the Bedasa Rambam, that Leisamayit, within the din Leisamayit, the din is the first person you save is yourself. And therefore, if a person would be walking past dangerous water, and he'd see someone drowning in the water, before he jumps in to save that person's life, he has to make sure that his life is safe. He has to save himself first. That's what Leisamayit is Mechayit. And that's why the Radvaz writes this Loshen that afilu sveika didei odav mevadi dechavrei. The person has to make sure that he's perfectly safe before he goes ahead and starts saving the lives of other people. Organ donation is the same question. A person has to check, first of all, that his life will not be threatened before he starts saving other people's life. Leisam is mechayim, that you save yourself first. And so too, treating patients with contagious diseases. However, it is very important to point out that the Mishnah Berurah paskens the Radvaz, Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Chof Tes paskens the Radvaz, but he brings the Radvaz, and the continuation of the words of the Radvaz is, V'loy ledaktik v'yoysa. Now, even though, yes, Chayav, Koidim l'chayav chavir, v'afilu sofik sakona nami odif sveike didei mivadid chavir, ulam, however, says the Radvaz, quoting it, Sorech Lishkun Hadvarim Heitev. You need to weigh the matter up very carefully. Im Yesh Bei Sofik Sakon, is there really a Sofik Sakon to my life? Veloy Ledaktik Beyoysa. Not to be too medaktik. We're talking about saving the lives of other people. Not to be too medaktik. Ka'oysa Shomra Medaktik Asmi Bekach Boli Dekach and Gemara. The end of Elim Tzias. If a person is too medaktik in this Indian, it's a Sofik of my life. I can't risk my life to save his life. Chalil a person could come to needing that himself. But in principle, once it's been established that there is a significant suffix to my life, if I would enter that risk to save his life, then the Radvaz holds a person does not enter a suffix, sakona, a suffix to his own life, to save someone else's life. What about Hagos Maimonides? Why does Hagos Maimonides hold that you do risk your own life to save someone else's life? So I found the Hagos Maimonides in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. The Hagos Maimonides that we mentioned is not actually in the Hagos Maimonides. It's brought by the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Ritzeach, by the Kesem Mishnah in Hilchos Ritzeach, and the Beis Yosef in Chosha Mishpat Tov Chav Vav. But the Hagos Maimonides himself in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah writes very clearly, like the Shitta of Tosfos, that a Ritzicha B'Sheva Al Tase, you do not say Yehorog Val Yara. So why does Ben Peturah say you share the water? And even with Rekiva, it's only because of a new drosha, you keep the water. So, like Achiezer and Igus Moshe explained in that Gemara, the Machlokes says, what is the Sheval Tasa? But the Sheval Tasa, you are over on Ritzicha and certainly Samoid to preserve your own life. So why does our Gospel Maimonides say that you risk your own life to save someone else's life? So the Kesef Mishnah, in Hilchos Ritzeach, when he brings the Gospel Maimonides, he writes, V'nir li hatam, mishum, dehu sofek v'chaveri vaday. In other words, at least the way the Kesef Mishnah is understanding how goes Maimonides, that's poshut. To give up your own life to save someone else's life, you wouldn't, because it's for my chazas. How can you decide whose life is more valuable? It's only because we're talking about risking your own life. Sofek, who sofek, to risk your own life, and he's a vaday, then Hagos Maimonides says you go and do it. Because the whole svara why you don't give away your life to save someone else's life is because my chazas. equal. But here, in a sense, his blood is redder than your blood. Not that his life is more valuable or choshev than yours, but he's in a vaday sakon. Without your intervention, he's going to vaday lose his life. And by you intervening, you're only risking your life. So in a sense, he overrides. His life is overrides. And therefore, you do. And the God's Bible holds you do enter into that risk in order to save his life. So if, say, you're walking past the water and you see someone drowning, so if without you jumping in, he would rather lose his life, and by you jumping in, you're only risking your life, God's Bible holds you jump in. But let's say, even without you jumping in, there is a chance that he's going to save himself. He's only in a Sofok Sakana. And by you jumping in, you're going to have more or less an equal Sofok to what he has. Then the Chayyur, the Gosh Maimonides would agree, my Chosis, why is his life more valuable than your life? Don't do anything, Sheval Tasa, and do not jump in. And so too, the other way around, let's say it's in the middle of the ocean, and he's going to, without you jumping in, he's vadeh going to lose his life. And even with you jumping in, you have some plan that you'll be able to save his life, but you're vadeh going to lose your life, my Chosis, why is his life more valuable than your life? It's only where, without you jumping in, he's going to vadeh lose his life, and you're only going to be a Sofok, that the Gaos Mimus would say, the Svar of my Chaz has fallen away, and you jump in. Coming to organ donation, you would have to check, what are the chances of his survival if you do donate your organ to him? If it's not all that high, and you are entering a fair amount of risk yourself, let's say it was the same sort of level risk, the amount of Sofok to your life by entering it, and it's only a Sofok that you're going to save him, the God's Maimonides would agree, writer, my Chosis. Why should you risk your life to save him from something which might not even save his life? The God's Maimonides in such a case would agree, you say, my Chosis, Sheval Tase, don't enter that risk to try and save his life, where he might not even end up saving his life. But the Mitzvah is probably not like that. If a person is already donating an organ to save someone's life, probably there's a very high chance that it will save his life. And the risk to you is going to be pretty low. There'll be a big difference in the levels of risk to the two, and therefore the Gosh Maimonides would say, my Chosis has fallen away, he overrides. There is also very important to point out, with regard to organ donation, that the Radvaz actually writes that it's impossible to be mechai of a person to donate an organ to save someone else's life. He says it would be a midas chasidus, tremendous chesed to give away a limb, an aver, to save someone else's life, but you can't be mechai of a person. And we don't have any raya that Hagos Maimonides doesn't agree to that. The Radvaz himself goes on to say, and if donating a limb to another person to save his life involves risk to your own life, then you'd be a chosed shoiter for giving away that a limb to save his life. Because the Radvaz holds an archiv, so you could do the other Radvaz in the Chamri. On that chelik, we know that Gosh Maimonides argues. No, you do risk your life to save someone else's life. But on the first chelik of the Radvaz, it's only a mitzvah chassidus to give away a limb. The whole discussion of the Radvaz is where you're not giving away an aver. You're just risking your life to save someone else's life. But to give away a limb, you don't have any raya that a Gosh Maimonides would say that you can be a chayav person to give away a limb to save someone else's life. It would l'chayra not be more than what the Radvaz says in mitzvah chassidus. I was wondering about liver, donating a lobe of the liver, where the liver regenerates himself. It's interesting to think about that. Is that called giving away a limb? What would the Radvaz say about giving away a lobe of the liver? Because the liver regenerates itself. Is that called giving away an aver or not? That the Radvaz will say it's only a midas chasidus. If not, then it could be a certain chiyuv on a person to give away a limb. You have to know how the case presents himself. Mechitesa, a person has to go and look for to save Yidden who need liver transplant, but if it presents itself to him in a strong way, maybe a family member, then by giving away a lobe of the liver might not be considered giving away a limb. If the liver is going to regenerate itself, perhaps then it could become a chiyuv to save the other person's life. The same will be true with a contagious disease. A person would have to check, what are the chances with my intervention of him being saved? It's not all that high, and there is a high chance of the one intervening getting the disease himself. If it's equal sort of chances, the Chayyur would say, "Vay to my Chosis, why is his life more valuable that you should risk your life only to Sofok save him?" But if there's a high chance of being able to save him and only a low chance to your life, then the Chayyur, the Gosh Maimonides would hold that you do have to risk your own life in order to save his life. We should be zoicha to live safe and gesund to hate. May we have some shalom.